Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Kayla Beth Brianna McCormick appeared in court for her arraignment on charges of facing felony and misdemeanor charges following an incident earlier this past week. Prosecutors alleged that on August 19th, McCormick assaulted, resisted, or obstructed a police officer. She also faces misdemeanor counts of assault and battery against Officer Davis and domestic violence against her daughter and stepdaughter. The court set bond at $6,000, 10%, and as a condition of her release, McCormick must have no contact with Officer Davis and her stepdaughter. The judge also ordered that any contact with her daughter must be supervised. McCormick will be represented in court by counsel Dallas Rooney going forward. She has had court appointed. Her next court appearance is a probable cause conference on August 27th, and there is a preliminary exam set for September the 4th. And students returning to the Huron Area Technical Center will once again face restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronic devices during the school day. The Tech Center says it's continuing its wireless communication device policy from last year in an effort to reduce distractions and keep students focused during instruction. Under the policy, phones, earbuds, smartwatches, tablets, and similar devices must be stored in a designated location when students enter the classroom and remain there until dismissal. Devices are also prohibited in hallways and restrooms. Limited use may be allowed during scheduled breaks and in classrooms with an instructor's approval and supervision. Exceptions are available for students who need to access a device because of a documented health condition. Students who violate the policy can face progressively stronger disciplinary action. A first offense includes a warning and having the device held for the remainder of the day. A second offense can result in the device being held in the main office for 5 school days, while a third offense requires a parent to pick up the device and can lead to additional discipline. The Huron Area Technical Center says the policy is intended to create a more focused and positive learning environment for the students. Michigan residents are being warned about a phone scam in which callers claim thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits are waiting, but demand a fee for the money before it can be released. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says one resident received a call from someone claiming to be a UIA human resources manager. The caller said the person was owed about $4,000, but would first have to pay a fee of $105. UIA officials say that's a scam. The agency does not charge people to apply for unemployment or to receive benefits they're entitled to. Similar calls have been reported in other states. Federal officials have also warned of scams using AI to impersonate unemployment agencies and collect personal information. Michigan's UIA says residents should not provide personal information, send money or click links received through unexpected calls, text, or emails, and the agency says it does not randomly text claimants or employers. Anyone questioning whether a communication is legitimate can contact UIA directly at 866-500-0017. People with current or previous claims can also check correspondence through their secure MyWAM account. Suspected unemployment fraud or identity theft can be reported through the Michigan UIA website. And we'll be back right after this.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah! 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays, I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW WHSTBR giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm going to need a bigger garage.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.